practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church on this Lord's Day. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to church today. Find a church that preaches the Word of God and go to it and be built up in the things of the Lord. We're going to begin the program today with an old hymn of the faith entitled, And Can It Be? I love this song, and I think that many of you do as well. Here it is, And Can It Be?
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued? Amazing love.
Every time I hear that song, I think of at least two verses of Scripture in the Word of God. The first one is John 3:16, where it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then the other verse that comes to my mind is 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19, where the Word of God says, "We love Him because He first loved us." How we can thank God for His great love for us, in that through faith in Him, we might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Think of that. For God so loved the world that He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to provide for us a salvation that we don't deserve. And I trust today that you can say that you are saved, that you have eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. If you cannot say that, I would encourage you right there by the radio or by whatever device you're listening to the program today, to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will. I came to the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior back on July the 17th, 1964, and I will never forget it. And so I'm going to ask you today, can you find a time when you trusted Christ as Savior? Now, you might not be able to remember the date, but certainly if you've called upon the name of the Lord to ask Him to save you, you should be able to remember the fact that you did it. And if you cannot remember ever doing it, won't you do so today? Because the Bible says that we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Beloved, if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, call upon His name right now and ask Him to save you, and He will. And if you make that decision to trust Christ as Savior, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, because we have a special booklet that we'd like to send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. You can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our mailing address is simply the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And of course, we have an email address that you could use, and we would love to hear from you through that means as well. And that address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. So if today you've called upon the name of the Lord and you've asked Him to save you, contact us, and we would be delighted to send you that booklet, as I said, that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. However, if you have a special prayer request or a special spiritual need, we would love to hear from you as well, because we are here to minister to you according to the Word of God to whatever degree that we can. Now, if you don't have a Bible-believing church to attend and you're in the Altoona area, I would invite you to visit us today, where we will be having Sunday school at 9:30 this morning. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then every Wednesday night at 6:30, we have a program for the children and youth. And then at 7 o'clock at night on Wednesdays, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study for the adults. We are what has often been referred to as a full-service church, and we would love to invite you to come on out and to be a part of us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, that we might be able to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ, or, as I've already said, trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior if you've not yet done so. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank You and praise You once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio on this Lord's Day, the day that You've made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And Father, I pray that if there is just one person under the sound of my voice right now who has never yet trusted Your Son, the Lord Jesus, as their personal Savior, that today will be the time in which they'll do that. Lord, speak to their hearts through Your Holy Spirit. And also, I pray for every Christian who's under the sound of my voice today, that You'll take Your word and use it in their lives to encourage them, to strengthen them, to enable them to rejoice in You. And of course, resulting into that would be the fact that they would worship You in spirit and in truth. But Father, above all, it is my prayer that You will be honored and glorified through this program. And as You are, we'll give You the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's another old hymn of the faith that we don't sing too much anymore. It's entitled, This is My Father's World. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the Psalms. Psalm 72, and I would like to read with you verses 17 through 19. Psalm 72, verses 17 through 19, where the Word of God says, His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole world be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. That's from the book of the Psalms, Psalm 72, verses 17 through 19. And now before I deliver a message entitled So Great is Salvation, taken from Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3, let's listen to another good old hymn of the faith entitled Beulah Land.
I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken. Time won't Just a few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday
of course, we know that Beulah Land there speaks of heaven, and of course, as Christians, that's something that we're all looking forward to. And to everybody who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, heaven is their eternal home. Today, I want to speak to you for a few moments on the subject, So Great a Salvation. It's taken from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where the Bible says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first was spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto them that heard him, God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will." Let me repeat that third verse again. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" You know, if you listen to this program on a regular basis, you will know that I speak of salvation practically every week. Certainly, the purpose of this program is to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. But the other purpose that we have for it is that we might get out the message of salvation to those who've never trusted Christ as Savior. And I talk about that practically every week. I say, make certain that you can find a time when you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And if you can't find that time, make that time today. Salvation is the most important thing that any one of us can receive. I had a granddad who was a pastor for over 60 years. And I can recall when I was young, he said to me, "Gary, the two most important things that you can determine in your life and decide upon is, number one, what will you do with Jesus? And number two, who will your wife be?" Well, on July the 17th, 1964, I trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And then on June the 1st, 1974, I asked my wife, Nancy, to marry me. Actually, we got married on that day. Now, if you do the math, you can see that that was 50 years ago yesterday. That's right. 50 years ago yesterday, Nancy and I celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary, or we got married 50 years ago yesterday, I guess I should say. And so I'm thankful for the fact that I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I'm thankful for the fact that I found a good wife. But what about you? Have you been saved? Have you experienced God's great salvation? Again, if you listen to this program on a regular basis, you'll know that practically every Sunday I give the definition of salvation, and that it is the deliverance from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. The word salvation means deliverance. And as it relates to our spiritual salvation, again, it's deliverance from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And going back to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3, it says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" How shall we escape what? Well, eternal separation from Jesus Christ in hell and in the lake of fire. If you do not receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you're going to spend eternity in hell, and you cannot escape it. And so I would encourage you to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. If you've never done so, do it right now. Do it today. Do it this moment, wherever you may be. Simply call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. Now, there are some things I think that we should remember about salvation. Number one, no one deserves salvation. The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. God is a holy and a righteous God. And certainly, God is a God of grace. And those of us who are a part of this human race do not deserve to have a relationship with God, because even though He's a God of grace, He's a holy God, and we are a sinful people. And so we don't deserve salvation, but He did provide it for us simply because of His great love. No one, neither you nor I, deserve salvation. But the fact of the matter is, and this is the second point I emphasize, is that everybody needs salvation. Over in John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and He says in verses 16, 17, and 18, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And we thank the Lord for that verse. But go on. It says in verse 17 of John 3, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Beloved, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, right now you are condemned to hell. It's not Jesus who does the condemning. The fact of the matter is, because we've all sinned, we are all condemned to hell. And if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, you are condemned to hell right now. Don't forget that. If you would have died last night without having known Jesus Christ as Savior, you would be in hell this very moment, awaiting eternal separation from God in the everlasting lake of fire. So no one deserves salvation, but everybody needs salvation. And the third point I share with you is that God provided salvation for all people. For all people, not just Americans, but for people all around the world, not just for a certain culture, not just for those of a certain color of skin, but for everybody. Again, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." That means that God loved everybody and still loves everybody on the face of the earth. But in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A number of years ago, I was preaching in a revival service, and when I gave the invitation, a young lady came forward, and there at the altar, she was weeping such as I've never heard before. And I asked her, "May I help you? What's your problem?" She said, "I would like to be saved, but my pastor told me that I cannot be saved." Well, I'll tell you what, I was surprised at that. I asked her what she meant by that, and she, of course, went on and told me the story. But here's the fact of the matter. Everybody can be saved because Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. God has provided salvation for all people, including you. And so I ask you today, have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Remember Romans 10:13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The fourth thing I want to share with you is that salvation is a gift of God, not the result of our works. Salvation is a gift of God, not the result of our works. We go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, where the Word of God says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." We cannot work our way into heaven. We cannot pay our way into heaven. The only way that we can get into heaven is through trusting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Don't try to get your way into heaven through religious works or through being a good moral person. You can't do that. Salvation is the gift of God. So call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you. And then finally, remember that salvation is received through faith in Jesus Christ alone. For in John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." These are important things to remember about salvation. No one deserves salvation. Everyone needs salvation. God provided salvation for all people. Salvation is a gift of God, not the result of our works. And salvation is received only through faith in Jesus Christ. So, beloved, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus today. Ask Him to save you, and He will. Well, thank you for joining us today in the program. Have a great day in the Lord. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come.
Take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.